The Young Homes marketing people hung a press release about the tract on the story of my naming the street. They sent out a photographer named Ed to take my picture. Afterward, we stood around and talked photography. Ed had been a high school photo dweeb, but he abandoned it as he climbed the cask and cleaver chain, from busboy to waiter to restaurant manager. Three armed robberies at three different steakhouse stores pushed him back into photography. Robbery 1. A lone gunman held up the restaurant and forced Ed to open the safe at gunpoint. When Ed's second effort to open the safe failed, the gunman cocked the handgun and held it against Ed's skull just behind his right ear. The gunman took $18,000 and locked everybody in the walk-in freezer. Robbery 2. A pair of masked gunmen burst in on Ed and the floor manager as they were counting the night's receipts. Ed's wrists and ankles were bound so tightly with phone wire and duct tape that he was sure he would lose his hands. He was forced face down on the floor and a shirt was thrown over his head. He heard a gun cock inches from his head. He felt the blast of the gun and a gush of warm blood. At first he thought he was shot, then assumed the floor manager was killed. Neither was injured. The warm blood was spilled coffee. Robbery 3. A 17-year-old burst through the restaurant front doors with a pistol. Ed had visited his psychiatrist that morning to deal with the aftermath of the previous robbery. The gunman swung his pistol wildly. The gun hit an entryway post and gave off a distinct plastic sound. Ed threw the gunman through the double front doors and mashed his face into the concrete wheelchair ramp with such ferocity that the kid required reconstructive surgery. Ed quit the restaurant business and resumed photography.